What if my child doesn't do what I ask him to do and he starts throwing tantrum and kicking up a fuss, especially when I am executing a consequence? Well, it is not so much a doing as a matter of being. Let me explain. When a child refuses to carry out an instruction that is given, most of the time it is because our instruction is not delivered in a clear and concise way. A child is defenseless against an adult who really know what he wants and he says to mean it. And it will be even more effective if you and your spouse are collectively united behind that decision and you do not give in. Because tantrum and screaming requires an audience. And if the child wants to scream, well, bring him to a special corner in the house and say that, well, dear, this is your screaming corner. You can scream all that you want, both dad and mom. We're just going to carry on with our own business and you can scream all that you want. We are not going to be here to watch. So screaming and tantrum requires an audience. Do not be that willing audience to that game. So what if they don't do what you ask them to do? Well, the key issue is that you ask. You don't have to ask. Just tell them firmly as it is. And if you tell it as it is with confidence and calmness, chances are they will do it. But even if they don't do it, somehow they are stronger than you, well, leave the battle scene for another day. Regroup, re-strategize, re-discuss with your spouse, and then redeploy another strategy. But never be drawn into an argument. Never be drawn into being an audience to their tantrum. Speak confidently, collectively, and be united with your spouse when you tell them to do something, and they will do it. But you have got to be in control. You are more of a leader at home than you think. Do not underestimate yourself. Think about it.